Passage 2. In 1897, Marconi had demonstrated that electromagnetic radio waves could be sent over short distances, but transmitting across the Atlantic was to show the potential commercial use of this technology and challenge the conventional scientific wisdom of the time. Building the transmission site on a windswept Cornish clifftop proved to be the most time-consuming part of the project. Each piece of equipment had to be hauled there using a horse and cart. Initially, the site was dominated by a huge array of aerials arranged in a circle, but these were blown down in the strong wind and were replaced with a much simpler design using four posts. Marconi traveled to St. John's in Newfoundland, Canada, where he set up a receiving station in an old military hospital looking out to sea. The aerial, to pick up the transmission, was simply a long piece of wire attached to a kite. The Cornish station sent its signal. Marconi heard the simple message, ... the Morse code letter S. It had been thought that electromagnetic radio waves would travel only in straight lines, and so not be capable of covering huge distances. But with the success of the experiment, Marconi demonstrated that they would bend, following the curved form of the Earth. His discovery was hailed as revolutionary. Until then, all long-distance signals had been transmitted through telegraph cables. The potential of this technology was quickly realized and led directly to the development of television and radio.
MC. Number 1. Why did Marconi make the attempt to transmit radio waves across the Atlantic? Number 2. What was the most time-consuming part of the project of transmitting radio waves across the Atlantic? Number 3. Where did Marconi set up a receiving station? Number 4. Which of the following statements is true about the aerial for picking up the transmission? Number 5. What did Marconi's technology contribute to?